Can we just lift up our hands everywhere we are and just worship the name of Jesus? Wherever you are, in your room, office, wherever you are, just lift up your hands and worship to the Father. Cobra halates kabon. If you are blessed with the gift of praying the Holy Spirit, you can pray in the Holy Ghost. Mombra kata kabon teska provala. Bruta kabon telabratiaska. Abrata kabon teprete teke brokata kabon. Manto kuburu kutoku bakati. Mura kate te brokata. Abrata kate te brete te. Ubrata kati abrakota kabra. Rata kata kabrokata. The name of Jesus. The name of Jesus. Rokotoko Borakata. Rotokotoko Rokoto. Just pray. Just pray where you are. Just pray where you are. Krapoteke deskabrakata. The name of Jesus is stronger than every name. The name of Jesus is stronger than every name. Kapaporati Patamba Rutaka. As we worship here, God begins to do mighty things. The name of Jesus begins to change things, begins to break things. Yeshua, when I call you, you will answer. Yeshua, when I call you, you deliver. Yeshua, when I call. Only a Diego, Urutu, Bele, Mamamodo, one well, Ebenez, I come. Yes, when I call you, you deliver me. Yes, when I call you, you will answer me. Yeshua, when I call, oh, you will answer. Yeshua, when I call, you deliver. There's no name greater than yours. Hey, there's no name. Greater than yours, Jesus. Jesus, there's no name greater than yours. What to equality? There's no name greater than Kai. Sickness cannot stand. Appendix cannot stand. Affliction cannot stand. Cancer cannot stand. Diabetes cannot stand. Stroke cannot stand. This minute, we command everything that is not of God as we call the name of Jesus, they begin to scatter. Everything that is not of Jesus in your life. Toko barakata.
When I call you, you will answer. Yeshua. When I call you, you will answer. Your ears are not too far to hear me, Jesus. Your hands are not too far to reach me. Your ears are not too far to hear me, Jesus. Your hands are not too far to reach you. Yes, no name, no name greater than yours. Hey, there's no name, no name greater.
Pukata, brute.
There's no name, no name greater than yours. There's no name, no name.
If you are sick in your body, anything that has afflicted you for a long time, you are going to speak to that thing right now. Wherever you are, power is made available. Ka potate bruta kapatas papote. We put a stop.
When we call you, you will answer. Yeshua, when we call you, you will deliver. Yeshua, when we call, oh, you will answer. Hey, yeah, Yeshua, 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 Yeshua. Yeshua, Amashie. Yeshua, 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 Amashie. Yeshua, 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 Amashie. Yeshua, Yeshua. Yeshua, 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 Amashie, Yeshua, 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 Amashie, Yeshua,
Yeshua, Yeshua, Yeshua,
Amashie. Yeshua,
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 Yeshua, Yeshua,
Yeshua,
Yeshua,
Hamashiach,
Yeshua, Hamashiach,
Yeshua,
Hamashiach,
Yeshua,
Hamashiach,
Yeshua,
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 Yeshua, Yeshua, Hamashiach.
When I call you, you heal my pain. Yeshua, when I call you, you heal me from this headache. You heal me from this sickness. Kai, Kai, Kai. You will heal me from fibroid. You will deliver me, whatever it is, HIV, AIDS, I don't care. Whatever infirmity, various affliction. You will heal me. The name of Jesus. 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 Pamporata. Yeshua, 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 Hamashiach,
Hamashiach,
Yeshua,
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 Hamashiach,
Hamashiach,
Yeshua,
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 Hamashiach,
Hamashiach,
Yeshua. Yeshua,
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 Yeshua, Hamashiach,
Yeshua,
Yeshua,
when I call,
when I call you, you will answer.
Yeshua,
Yeshua,
when I call you,
when I call
you, deliver. Yeshua,
Yeshua,
because when I call,
when
Lord,
I call you,
you will answer me.
Will answer.
Yeshua,
Yeshua,
come.
Yeshua, when I call you, you believe.
There's no name,
there's no name,
no name,
no name greater than yours.
There's no name, there's no name,
there's no name.
There's
no name greater than yours.
There's no name.
There's no name. No name greater than yours.
There's no name. There's no name. No name greater than yours. There's no name.
There's no name. No name greater than yours.
There's no name.
There's no name.
Hey.
No name.
Which reports do you believe?
Yours.
Which reports do you believe? Which report? Which report? Which report do you believe? The doctor comes and says, you have this, you have that. Even before that thing kills you, you have killed yourself with depression. No. The report we believe is the report of Jesus. The report that says, by stripes we were made healed. By stripes we were made healed. He became poor that we will be made rich. That report we believe. That report. No name. No name greater than your. Could be little, be losing. ibili di buru di bili ebilu gugugugu kweri ele ono ibidi di bidono ebiano kwelu elile
place your hand on that thing that you need to scatter. Just lift your hands where you are. Leave it there. Lift it. Lift it. Lift it. Worship, worship. Worship. Worship, worship. Worship. Don't get tired.
You deserve me, Lord. 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 You deserve me. You deserve me, Lord. You deserve me. You deserve me. With my whole life, I worship you. With my whole strength, I praise you. With everything that I am, I worship you. You deserve me, Lord. You deserve me, Lord. You deserve me, Lord. You deserve me, Lord. I will keep my heart, my mind stayed on you. All I am, I am. Everything is for you.
Hosanna, King of Kings.
I will worship today.
I will worship. worship till the end.
Jesus, I will sing.
I will sing. Hallelujah.
Hosanna.
Hosanna, King of
Kings. I will worship.
I will worship till the end. The end. Yourself. You deserve me.
Everybody, you deserve.
You deserve me, Lord. You deserve me.
How much Jesus deserves. Listen, it's not the song, but me. My worship is not the song, but me. No, the worship is not the piano, not the drums, but me. But me. He said, present ye your body a living sacrifice, holy and acceptable, for this is your reasonable worship. This is your reasonable worship. That you want to worship God is this body is presented unto the holy temple, holy and acceptable. All you are singing, dancing, present it with a fornicating body. It's not going anywhere. Sing all the songs in this life, reap for the reefs, scale out the scale. But this body is not holy. Your worship is going nowhere. The only thing God takes is something that is pure. Pure. Purity. Purity. That's why he said only the pure in heart can see God. Be the best musician. Be the best vocalist, the best engineer, the best everything. Once what you carry is polluted, you're going nowhere. So who God deserves is not the song for me. Because my song is just a tool. A tool, but the main thing is me. He said, this is your reasonable worship.
So that means our generation has really been wasting their time thinking they've been worshiping. Somehow, you just finish fornicating and you enter the church and lift your hand and do like this. You just wasted your time. Present ye your body. If you must sing, you must be pure. Hey, if you must worship, you must be pure. Only the pure in heart can see God. As you are there, you know that your body has been polluted. You know that this body, this temple, bring it down. You know what the Holy Spirit is saying? He's saying that, listen, Jesus was on earth with us before. Now let me explain that scenario of worship. Jesus was on earth before, right? Jesus was physically on earth. Before they gave birth to you, he was here. In the days of the apostles, he was here. He came. Mary bet him. He came. Right? Jesus came and taught us how to live life. He came and taught us how to live what? Life. That's why God didn't send him as a spirit. So that human can have excuse very well. So that when you sin, you will not have excuse and say, Jesus was a spirit. So we in our body, he came as a flesh. That's why he came as flesh. He came to teach us how to live. That means if Jesus can stay on earth without polluting this body for once, that means you can live and also not pollute yourself. You can live a holy life till Jesus comes again. That means you can actually stay without sin, because the reason why he came was to fight that thing, and he killed it. Jesus didn't leave anything remaining. He killed it. So he left. Do you know when Jesus left, he said, I will send what? Another comforter. I will send. So that means he couldn't leave us stranded. He couldn't leave us stranded. He knew by yourself you can't be holy. By yourself you can't live a pure life. So he said, I will send the comforter, which is the Holy Ghost. And when the Holy Ghost came upon the disciples, the Bible says they spoke in new tongues as the Spirit gave them utterance. There was a power at work in their life already. The Bible recorded that as they went outside, men thought they were, these ones are drunk now. They said, no, we cannot be drunk at this hour of the day. What you see at work here is the power of the Holy Ghost. And many believed. And as they believed, their souls were taken to Jesus. The Bible recorded that thousands of souls were won that day. So what the Holy Ghost came to do, the Holy Ghost came and burnt down every impurity in the heart of those men and made them holy. And as the Holy Spirit lived in them, listen, the Holy Spirit left heaven and came to earth looking for another heaven to dwell. And the heaven, the only place the Holy Spirit could find was the heart of man. Listen, God didn't send the Holy Ghost to a church building. No, he sent the Holy Ghost to another place that will look like heaven for him to be comfortable to stay. The Holy Ghost cannot stay in a place that is filled with corruption, purity, or impurity, lie. The Holy Ghost needed a place to stay comfortably. And God said, go to the heart of man. Go to the heart of man. So your heart is an heaven for the Holy Spirit. So you need to make this heart an heaven for the Holy Ghost to dwell. The way heaven looks like, that is how your heart looks like. So for the Holy Ghost to be comfortable to stay in that heart, you have to make the heart in heaven for the Holy Ghost. That's why he said, present ye your body. If you want the Holy Ghost to live in you, what you need to do is to present your body holy and acceptable. As simple as that. Just come and give yourself and say, God, take me. And he comes and he dwells. Trust me, this is the only way you enter heaven. You can't enter heaven without the Holy Spirit. The identity of the Holy Spirit in you is an identity, listen, that you have been rebirthed. Here, bring it down. We were first created by mud. Jesus said, God, we were created. Bring it down, Sacks. We were created in the image of God. But when sin came and polluted the body, God needed something. And he said, okay. Then after this one was created, God needed the man to die again, to be rebirthed. And when we were rebirthed, we were not recreated. We were born. So now, as I'm talking to you now, I'm not a creation that was created. I'm a creation that was born. I was birthed by God. I gave my life to Christ and there was a reborn. That was when they said, born again. I was born again. I was rebirthed. So this man you are seeing here, the old man was there. The way I came from my mother's womb is not the way I am now. Something has happened to me. Something changed the day I met Jesus. Everything about how I was before changed. I was separated. So your true worship is presenting yourself. Say, Lord, you deserve me.
I will keep my heart, my mind stayed on you.
All I am, Jesus.
All I am, everything is for you.
You deserve me.
You deserve me.
You deserve
me. You deserve me.
Not my song, but me.
You deserve me.
Not the keyboard, but me. Oh,
you deserve me.
Not the sax, but me.
You deserve me.
Not the mic, but me.
You deserve me.
Me is your temple. Me is your temple. Me is your temple. Me is your
temple. Lord.
Everybody, place your hand on your chest. As we round off, where you are, just place your hand on your chest. You know, there's a power when you place your hand on your chest. It's called making pledge. Some people say it's a vow. As we place our hand on this chest, place your hand on this chest. And you are going to sing the song again. It will come from you. Some of us, tears will come from the eyes. It's allowed. Some of us, tears will flow from our hearts. It's allowed. It's allowed. It's allowed. It's allowed. It's allowed. It's allowed.
Say, I will keep
my heart, my mind stayed on you.
All I am,
my heart, everything is for you.
I will keep
my heart,
my mind stayed on you.
Just worship the name.